Why was Star Trek so successful? It had good genes. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of January 22nd, 2015. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by.
Andrew Dupe.
I'm now going to move my mic around my desk because I still sound really quiet to me to myself. Is that just me?
I think it's just you.
Oh, well, all right, maybe I'm just crazy.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I know I'm crazy, but not usually about that. You know? Maybe it's just my headphones then. Maybe my headphones are quiet and not the mic. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I really want to I almost wanted to put this. I want to talk about something that's not really news. I wanted to put it in the movie news anyway, but it's not. So this week in news that isn't actually news. Did you hear about two of the three Chrises of Marvel and their Super Bowl bet?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Chris Pratt. They believe he. Yes, he likes the Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah,
And
he's wrong.
really? You going Patriots over Seahawks?
Well, I'm going Tom Brady over Seahawks.
And
I don't actually care about the rest of the Patriots. Tom
funny,
Brady.
I realized that the fact that Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, is a fan of the Patriots is extra funny, because Captain America and Patriots, it is great. And as some people who give a shit about football may know, and even some people who don't really give a shit about football may know, because it is the Super Bowl. Seahawks versus Patriots in the Super Bowl this year. So, I mean, I saw that they were kind of making fun of each other over Twitter, kind of sending little barbs. But it became an official Super Bowl bet that if the Seahawks win, Chris Evans flies to Seattle and goes to a children's hospital dressed as Captain America, waving the 12th man flag. I don't know what that is.
I also don't know.
But he visits a children's hospital dressed as Captain America.
There must be some
And
football thing.
yeah, I figure it's gotta be. And then
Those
if
goddamn sports balls.
when when the Patriots as Chris Evans says, when the Patriots humiliate your sea chickens, he expects Star-Lord to arrive at, I assume, another children's hospital, Christopher's Haven. Hey, what the heck? Nonprofit that provides supportive housing for families whose children are receiving outpatient pediatric cancer treatments. So, a children's hospital in Boston.
Austin.
Except Star-Lord has to be wearing a Tom Brady jersey.
Yeah,
Which is just hilarious. This is a great bet. And I fully support these kinds of bets on all things. Because they're amusing, and they also, regardless of who wins, they're good for other people. Also, I didn't realize, apparently, it's fairly well known that Chris Pratt just took one of the Star-Lord costumes home. And just stole it.
sure, no one put up a fuss
Yeah,
anyway.
no. People do it all the time. I mean, oh my god, I forgot her name. Who played Starbuck? Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff, yeah.
Katie Sackhoff took the flight suit, minus the helmet, and then, like, she stole the flight suit, and then, when they allowed everybody on the show to take one thing, one like prop or costume piece home. So she took the helmet. So she got the full flight suit because she stole
Nice.
half of it.
Like everyone did on that show, though.
Oh, probably. It happens a lot. And I
Yeah.
mean, you do have more than one identical costume.
When I went to the Battlestar, not the Battlestar, the almost, God, what's his name?
Edward? Edward James.
Edward James, yeah. When I went to his panel at Fan Expo, he's like, "Yeah, we all just like looted the set when it was done." Said they were just gonna get rid of the stuff, so we stole everything that wasn't nailed down. I'm like, "That's great."
Well, I mean, look what happened to the original Star Trek series, everything. It was literally just thrown out, pretty much.
Yeah. Are
Anyway,
naive.
well, it happens. All right. Shall we get into actual movie news for this
Guess.
week? All right, to start off, Simon Pegg, who in Star Trek plays Scotty, has now also been tapped to co-write Star Trek 3 with so he's going to co-write it with Doug Jung, who I don't know who is.
Shown.
Which is interesting that an actor in the movie is going to write the movie. It's very strange, but
And this is when Scotty swoops in and saves the
saves the
day.
day. Yeah.
This is when Scotty makes it with all the girls.
But I mean, this is Star Trek 3, which is just kind of getting back on course of sorts after, whatever, after J.J. Abrams left and then Robert Orci's gone, they're kind of getting everything back onto a working movie now.
Slowly.
Slowly. Still, I mean, Simon Pegg also co-wrote all of the Cornetto trilogy, as well as a couple other things, so it's not like he hasn't written before. So, I'm still good with
He's a
this
geek
movie.
of sorts.
He's a geek of sorts. Of sorts, yeah. That might be underselling it a little bit.
Just a little.
So yeah, I still like the Star Trek movies, so I'm still down for this movie.
Yeah, me too.
All
I
right.
like Simon Pegg.
Yeah,
Can't imagine him steering me wrong.
he hasn't so far. Can't think of a Simon Pegg thing I've seen that I didn't like.
Same.
The episode he was on Doctor Who like 7 years ago was fantastic.
Yeah.
Even. Anyway,
Egg effects.
next up in our notes is a trailer for what might be the most ludicrous trailer I've seen at least this year.
It's so weird.
It's so over the top and fantastic because of it. It is a trailer for the movie called Everly. Like Beverly, but without a B.
Just ever.
Just Everly. It stars Salma Hayek. She it doesn't really get into this in the trailer, but she was basically she worked for a mob boss or she was with a mob boss, I don't remember exactly. And she went she went state's evidence, basically. She informed to the cops and now he's sending everybody he can to kill her. And she kills them back.
Yeah.
Basically is the whole premise of the movie, and the trailer needs to be seen because it's ludicrous. And Andrew, I will tell you how I heard about this movie now. In the fact that I'll give you a hint of I've already bought the soundtrack. So now do you know how I heard about the movie? You don't. Oh, well, Bear McCreary did the soundtrack, the composer.
Oh, right, I knew that.
So So
I should have known that.
You should have, exactly. As soon as I bring up the fact that I bought the soundtrack, and you're like, oh, okay. Now I get how you heard about this movie. Because Bear McCreary is the best. You guys.
Yes.
Also,
Can't
Battlestar
argue that.
Galactica. He did the sound for that, too.
Bringing it back.
Yep.
Just bring every segment back to Battlestar.
Well, we can try, but it might be very difficult for some. Specifically, every other segment past this movie's one. Anyway,
We can bring it back, I'm sure.
so again, we have a link to the trailer in our notes. Again, you have to watch it. So terrible, but
Yeah, it's
fantastic
like
at the same time.
that one movie with Clive Owen.
Shoot 'em up, because
Yeah,
that's
except.
a great movie, but way over the top too.
Probably not as crazy, but it's probably pretty damn close.
I don't know, man.
Hard to say.
Her dad wanted a boy.
God.
Fantastic line. Anyway, moving on to the next bullet in the movie news. Bryan Singer, in what is a strange way to announce some more casting for X-Men Apocalypse, took to Twitter.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally, that's the best way, right? To announce a new cast for your next X-Men movie. Little just a little this little indie movie called X-Men Apocalypse, you know? You ever heard of it?
I have heard of it.
So anyway, in a tweet, I don't remember exactly when, a couple days ago, maybe it was yesterday, regardless, Bryan Singer tweeted out, "Meet our new and brilliant Young Mutants." Alexandra Shipp as Storm. I don't think I have never seen Alexandra Shipp in anything, but she recently played Aaliyah in a, Aaliyah movie, which I didn't know existed.
What?
Sophie Turner as Jean Grey, as in the actress who plays Sansa on Game of Thrones, Sophie Turner.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. That's just weird.
I don't know. I think, look wise, she could fill it. She, as a young Jean Grey, she could fit the look pretty well. And Ty Sheridan as Scott, as Cyclops. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything either. He doesn't look familiar or sound familiar. Definitely have not seen him in anything. Now, what is interesting is these actors are all very young. I mean, they're younger than pretty much everybody else in the cast
The
of
other young actors.
the X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah, the other young actors. But, I mean, and for some, that makes sense. You know, be younger than Michael Fassbender or James McAvoy, because these characters are supposed to be younger than, Xavier and Magneto.
Yeah, 'cause they're old.
Yep.
And yeah, timelines, man.
Yeah, timelines are hard.
And speaking of the Fassbender and McAvoy, I was gonna say McElroy.
Okay.
That's wrong. Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen also said they're not coming back
Yeah,
in the
that's true.
next one.
They are no longer in X-Men movies. As far as we know.
Which is too bad, because they were like some of the most perfect casting in the history of movie adaptations.
They're also, like, both over 80, or not over 80, but over, like, 70, aren't they? They're pretty old.
Yeah. Should just keep doing it until they're dead.
I mean, I know Patrick Stewart hasn't aged in like 40 years, but still. I'm actually wanna I wanna look up how old they actually are. 1940. How long ago was 1940?
A long time ago.
Patrick Stewart was born in 1940. Ian McKellen was born in 1939. Ah. So, you know, they're getting up there over 70. Both of them. Getting up there in age. Not that particularly either Magneto nor Charles Xavier do a lot of action-y, like direct action things.
No.
So it's not like it's a young
wheelchair man's game. And floating Float. Master of magnetism.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's not like it's a young man's game to play those characters like it would be for like Wolverine. Eventually you're like you can't jump around, keep slashing people. Anyway. I like X-Men. I've liked these first class movies, and then the whatever the hell, the Days of Future Past. That's it. I like those X-Men movies, so
yeah, me too.
I'm good for this, and you know I like Sophie Turner in the fact that I've seen her in one thing, as opposed to the other two I have not seen before.
It's so, like, gonna be kind of weird.
I hold out hope for X-Men. Even if it isn't controlled by Marvel Disney.
Yeah. Saw some more tweets coming from people working on the, or slightly involved with Fantastic Four, saying, chill out, guys, it's okay.
Yeah, I saw things like that too, and completely ignored them.
I'm still like, nah, it's probably still going to suck. Oh. I mean, Fantastic Four to begin with, but...
Yeah. When I don't, like, want to give a movie the benefit of the doubt, that's bad. Because I give everything the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, speaking of that as well, I think last week or the week before, I said that, you know, that George Lucas movie is probably going to be okay, and I'd watch it.
Oh, Strange Magic. I don't remember when that was.
I don't remember either, but I remember I said it, and I think I'm going to redact it.
Even though you haven't seen it yet?
But I've seen some reviews and stuff, and just go into detail with basically why is this movie. Now, I would still watch it, but I am less...
He's less hopeful?
Less hopeful, way more worried, because, I mean, when you look at the trailer, you're still like, I don't really know what this is. And if that just wasn't just the trailer and was just the movie, like it sounds, eh.
I'll probably check it out eventually.
Yeah, it's not a theaters thing, though.
No, certainly not. speaking of not in theaters, Mythica, which long-time listeners of the show will remember, we talked about that the Kickstarter for the movies, and we had Jake Storman on, who is an actor in the movie. They have started to fill the rewards. They've sent out the physical rewards. They've sent out emails about the digital rewards. So, if you back
not all of them have happened yet, but some of them have gone out already.
Yeah, they're starting it. I mean, things take a long time.
Yeah.
With Kickstarter, because generally you have thousands of people helping you.
Yeah. I got an email saying, here's a couple clips for you to check out while you wait for your digital reward. And I clicked on it, and the first thing that popped up was just the movie. The movie was playing, and I just watched bits and pieces of it here and there. And it's pretty rad. I really like Jake's character.
I don't remember his name. I used to actually name Dagan?
That's a good job.
Is it Dagan?
Yeah, that's it. Dagan, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. He's an elf, but he's not a hoity-toity elf, so it's better.
No, he's not a hoity-toity elf at all.
He's like a bow and arrow rogue.
Like like an archery and a rogue.
Which I
But
think you
that's
can.
probably just because he's an elf.
I think, yeah, exactly. Archery self. I think you can do
Character
that in
himself
D&D.
is hilarious.
Yes, so I got an email about the soundtrack and something else, which I've already downloaded but haven't actually looked at yet. And I got an email that something was mailed to me, but not from
Sweet.
them, from like a postal service in the States. And so I'm pretty certain that that's the physical rewards. Because it was the same day they made the update of, hey, we started shipping the things out. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. I believe I've
Oh, I
watched
watched the parts with
Kevin Sorbo.
yeah, Kevin Sorbo in it.
Yeah, he's near. All his parts are like at the beginning, aren't they?
But he's in it.
Well, yeah, we already knew he was in it. Thanks for pointing that out, Andrew.
Welcome.
All right, let's move on to our one thing of TV news. I don't remember exactly when, but we spoke a couple times about CBS doing its Supergirl TV series with the same producer as the one who does Arrow and The Flash, even though it's not the same channel. Well, they have now officially cast Supergirl. They have cast Melissa. Oh my god, Benoit? That's not how you spell Benoit, though. That's not an ST. Benoist? I don't know how to pronounce her name. I don't know what. Benoist. Melissa Benoist, let's say. Oh, I was gonna say she might be younger because I didn't know how old she was, but no, she's our age. 1988. She was. I've not seen her in anything. Her IMDb credits are pretty short. She was in Glee, but I don't watch Glee. She was in Whiplash, which I had not seen, even though that sounds somewhat interesting. So, I mean, I can't really comment on how I feel about her casting because I've never seen her in a damn thing.
And Supergirl is always just like generic blonde chick, pretty much.
Well, I don't remember any super. I mean, besides animated, I don't remember any Supergirl. There was.
From
Who?
Smallville, wasn't there Supergirl?
Yeah, no, I just don't remember who. No, it was, Bitten. What the hell's her name?
Yeah, it was
I can't believe I've forgotten
Vort
her name.
Vandevort.
Yeah, Laura Vandervoort. But I never saw any of those episodes. I literally never saw her in the show. I just know that she was in the show of Smallville. Because I didn't particularly watch Smallville very much either. Although you bring up an interesting thing, saying Supergirl just generic blonde girl usually. Because in the comics, that is one of among one of the reasons Power Girl, Supergirl off becomes Power Girl. She's tired of being like a copy of Superman.
Blonde hair.
With blonde hair. And it has gone back and forth on different writers and different reasons why, Power Girl is like this and why she acts like that and blah blah blah. And actually, there are some really good Power Girl things out there when you get a good writer on it. Like Supergirl slash Power Girl can be very well done if, you have good people behind it.
You see the changes to Power Girl in the comic?
Which changes?
Like they change the character completely. She's
Oh,
like a
yeah.
different person.
I did. That's yeah. It's a diff. It is a different person using the Power Girl name, as I think Power Girl went back back to a super name, but I could be wrong. DC guys, not my strong suit.
Also not mine.
I think
these are just things I find out in passing.
What the hell was? I think Supergirl went back to using a super name, and somebody else took up the Power Girl name, but I could be wrong. Anyway, Supergirl has been cast, and I've never seen her in anything. But still, I don't think I'd seen Stephen Amell in anything before he was Green Arrow, and I certainly didn't see Grant Gustin in anything before he was The Flash, so I don't know. It happens. I mean, TV actors, there's a lot of them. You don't see them all before they get their big break.
Exactly.
All right. Let's go into the games. We will start with what was it last week? No, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, where we talked about Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
They stopped offering 6-month subscription buys. Guess what? I don't remember when it's starting. They will no longer be a. There will be a free to play game. Why do you not say the date that they're going free to play? Anyway, they'll be going free to play. It'll be that you buy the game once, and then you install it and play it for free. No subscription.
Which is good.
Yeah, which is generally how these games work. A lot of these games work.
Go check it out now.
Oh, there we go. The game will adopt subscription-free model starting March 17th for PC players. Yes, for PC players, because they also announced they're finally doing a console version, which they talked about before they announced the PC version. The game will be launched for the Xbox and the PlayStation 4 on June 9th.
June
9th. Yep, June 9th. Because, I mean, the control scheme, as I recall, was still fairly Elder Scrolls-y. So, I mean, this one actually makes sense that you can put it on consoles.
Right.
I'm always a little weird. As MMOs, I mean, I know DCU Online went consoles too, but I've never played that one, so I don't know how that worked with its controls.
I don't either. I've tried playing WoW with a controller, and that was a mess.
How could you do that? It's impossible. It's literally impossible.
It's possible. It's just not very easy or intuitive.
No, it's terrible. It's a terrible idea. So terrible that it is impossible.
It is. Yeah. I'll just say don't do it. I've done it so you don't have to.
I want to make an instance joke, but not many people get it.
Name drop.
Anyway, so ESO goes free to play. Console coming out in June.
June.
All right.
Juniper.
Aries. All right, Andrew. Have they fixed the Master Chief Collection yet?
They have not yet. But this new patch comes with a beta, so people can test it out and hopefully finally fix the game.
Because I've seen a lot of people complaining like, nope, we're not going to buy Halo 5 till you fix the one you already released.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they have slowly been fixing things. It's been getting better,
bit by
right?
bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it still was pretty far from being the game that it was supposed to be. Because, like, it launched, things didn't work. They took a whole bunch of things down right away, and then most of them just never showed back up.
It's maybe because they're still trying to fix them.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. I got my month subscription code for putting up with the stuff for a month of Xbox Live.
That's always kinda nice.
So I hope that that works good. My Halo 5 beta is, well, not mine specifically, but the Halo 5 beta is over. Just too bad, because I was enjoying that. It'll be weird to go back to normal Halo.
Like some sort of plebeian?
Yeah. I mean, the beta probably worked better anyway.
Probably did.
Matches pretty solidly.
Also doing less.
But anyway, you know, I'm pretty much the only one in the world who cares about this anymore.
It's not true, because I see people on the internet all the time saying, man, you guys fix it. Please fix it. But even fix it. Sure. There are other people out there, Andrew. You're not alone. It's like the X-Files. We are not alone. Except it's not we.
It's exactly like the X-Files.
It's not we because I don't have an Xbox. So it's just you.
Yay.
Anyway, let's continue on with Microsoft news.
Or Microsoft. Microsoft is pushing to make cross-platform gaming a reality.
And by cross-platform, you mean Xbox computers, yeah?
Yeah. And other consoles are also trying to do that as well, with computer to PS4 and so on.
Was it the PlayStation? PlayStation has done it before with Portal 2? I think it was Portal 2 you could play.
Oh yeah, because of the Steam, right?
Cross-platform PS3 and on Steam. That was the only game that's ever done it.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how Microsoft hasn't done this before. Because
they're dumb. You know,
computers is kind of how they made themselves.
Yeah. They were just dumb.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Not gonna try and defend them because they're dumb. But this is smart. It's gonna start with Fable. It's gonna be cross-platform for PC and Xbox. Just cool.
Yep. No, that's good. Because everything in 2015, everything should be cross-platform, so you can just play things you want to play however you prefer to play them.
Yeah. And apparently it's something to do with the new DirectX that helps make it possible.
Sure.
I don't know if that was just because they were talking about it while they were talking about DirectX.
Probably. It's probably that.
Yeah. Also, you get a free update to Windows 10 off of Windows 7 or 8. Yeah, nice.
I don't even know what operating system I have. I think it might be 7.
Ouch. That's sad.
What, that I don't know what operating system I have?
Yeah.
On either of my two computers?
Yeah, that baffles me.
I think the other one might be XP. I haven't updated that in fucking years.
It'll be Vista, who knows?
Anyway. Don't make fun of me and my poor computer care.
No way, I wouldn't do that. They also talked about their new virtual reality headset thing. I don't remember if it's got a name or not.
I don't remember seeing the name either. Basically,
it's like a virtual reality headset, but it does it through augmented reality.
Which means it's augmented reality, not virtual reality. Oops. Just throwing out that they're absolutely in no way interchangeable terms.
No. They are not.
HoloLens is what Google is telling me. Microsoft HoloLens.
And yeah, that just the trailer makes it seem all cool and futuristic, like where you would watch, like, put a TV up on the wall, just put it wherever you want and watch, or have Minecraft on the floor and table.
Yeah.
And alter it with your hands and stuff, because they have Minecraft, so they can do that. But I don't know. I want to kind of test it for myself before I get excited, because augmented reality has been done lots before and never in a worthwhile way.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. No. They're
like the best I've seen is like the 3DS.
Yeah, the 3DS and the Vita, where they're just like, we'll just throw little things in front of your actual camera. So it looks like you're shooting these things out of the air in your room. Wow.
One of those cards. You put the card down and it pops up a thing.
Yeah, where it needs a physical object to be able to read what it is, yeah. So those are...
I don't know how to work with that, but...
They're okay, like, as what they are. But not they're not half what Microsoft is showing on their little trailer thing. So, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't trust Microsoft, so.
It's fair.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, Andrew. Hey, I just talked about Guild Wars 2 before we started recording.
Yeah, that's true.
If only we could make that into a proper segue. As you talk about the expansion pack for Guild Wars.
Yeah, that's a good enough segue.
I thought so. Go.
So Guild Wars announced, or Guild Wars 2 ArenaNet announced their first expansion pack called Heart of Thorns. And it comes with, professions, specializations. Jeez, words are hard. And you can unlock access to, weapons that you couldn't use before for your class, different traits, new skills, unique mechanics, and, you know, make your old stuff new. Yeah.
The way expansions usually work.
Aw, yeah. They also added a new profession, the Revenant, which says, channel legendary powers to slaughter foes and unleash chaos on the battlefield. Heavily armored and equipped with the otherworldly powers of the mists. I don't know what that means. But it means something. Something we might find out later. There's also guild halls and more PvP stuff, more world versus world stuff, new zones, professions.
So, you know, lots of stuff.
Yeah, lots of stuff. And Guild Wars is always been pretty good with bang for your buck, considering it's free to play, and the living story just keeps going on forever. The living story, like, has had a couple things that would probably be worthy of, like, an expansion itself, but has just been given for free as a living story.
Is that it? Is that all the news for the expansion pack? Did you list off all the many things? Because there was many things you listed off.
There was many things. I think that's pretty much it. The new world is Maguma, and it's a jungle.
Goom.
There's baddies there.
No. I thought it was going to be perfectly peaceful. I'm going to have to fight anything ever again.
Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Would make for one of the most boring MMOs ever. There's no enemies,
Friendship's
guys. It's
magic, the
cool.
MMO.
Right. Oops. I clicked on the wrong thing. So let's talk a little bit about Telltale and episode 2 of their Game of Thrones game.
Yeah, episode 2. I still haven't played episode 1. I still
No, I haven't
really
even got
want
it.
to, but episode 2 has a release date. It will be available on PC, Mac, PS3, PS4 on February 3rd, and Xbox One and Xbox 360 on February 4th, and Android and iOS on February 5th.
Have the Telltale games always been out on phones, Android and iOS? I've never realized that before.
I don't know if it's phone so much as tablet, but
Well,
yes.
yes, I guess. But that's just, there's not a ton of difference between, I don't think, those operating systems.
No,
Except for maybe
there
Android, I
is a
guess.
little bit, like I couldn't play Hearthstone on the
The phone.
phone because it says run on tablet only.
Yeah, I know. And I think the main difference there is real estate.
Pretty much.
But
Sometimes
anyway,
it's hardware, but
yeah, it's usually real estate.
usually real estate.
So you guys, that's like 2 week, like a week, kind of. A little bit more than a week. So, my
I'm excited.
God.
The more it comes out, the more there will be stuff out when I finally have money to buy and binge play it.
My God. January is almost over, Andrew.
It's terrifying.
I know.
When did we hit December?
Last month. Yeah, no, I wanna play. I'll probably play the Game of Thrones one, and it'll when it all comes out, and it'll be my first Telltale game.
And then you'll play all of them because they're so
I
good.
don't know. I played like 10 minutes of that demo for the Borderlands game, and I was completely not interested. I may not even have played 10 minutes
Just be the
because I was
Borderlands
yeah. I think
thing.
that's the thing is like, I'm not hugely invested in the Borderlands world anyway because I own Borderlands 2. I've barely played it because I'm like, yeah, it's okay. So.
Love narrative games.
But the Game of Thrones world, I'm pretty invested in, so even if I'm not a huge fan of the Telltale games, I'll probably continue to play it anyway, because I like the world. All right. Let's finish up the games. I didn't realize we were already on wave 3. I didn't realize amiibos were coming out in waves.
Yeah. They're really weird about it. Wave 4 was announced for spring, and it has stuff in it.
It's people and characters, and they have near-field communication chips in them.
Yeah, I have lost my tab.
It's because you have
Where'd
too,
you go?
you have way too many. That's why. Wave 4 amiibo. So, by what I just looked up, we have Pac-Man, Greninja, Game and Watch, Dark Pit, Ness, and somebody. Is that Ike? No. Mouth?
For wave 4?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't think.
Is that inaccurate? I just googled it.
Wave 4 is Charizard, Ness, Pac-Man, Wario, Lucina, and Robin. They also announced non-Smash Bros. Amiibos. The Super Mario Bros. Series for Mario, Luigi, Peach, Bowser, Yoshi, and Toad. Toad being the only new amiibo. Which is weird, because I thought the whole point of the amiibos is that they would work for a whole bunch of games.
Yep.
And
Nothing
I've
silly.
seen it happen. You can put Ike in that codename Steam thing. I don't know what that game's about or anything. I just saw a trailer for using like Ike and
Like
Marth.
Ike? Do you like Ike?
I like Ike.
Sorry. Wanted to throw that in there. I don't know. I own the 3DS. And I don't know, N64. So I've looked up nothing from about the amiibo stuff. Eventually, I'll buy a Wii U, probably, and then I might pay attention to what amiibos do.
It's probably too late at that point because they're limited print for like all of them.
Eh, then I don't really
It's
care.
annoying.
Meh.
But they will release cards, and that's not very fun. I like figures.
Yeah, but some of the figures really aren't that good.
Some of them are.
Some of them aren't.
But some of them aren't.
So there.
Okay.
All right, let's we'll jump in to the comics news here and stop bugging these nice people listening to us. All right, so we'll start with Time Runs Out for the Marvel Universe, which has
No.
been the tagline sort of thing for the trailers about the Secret Wars. On I don't remember what day in New York they had a Secret War event, and that came out. They said sort of announced some things about Secret Wars, which has kind of started now. Like the pre-leads into them, into Secret Wars have started. So Marvel 616 and the Ultimate Universe will combine, and not just that, there are other universes too combining. And the end result will be the Battle World, floating in a void of nothing. A lot of the sort of pre stuff is going to happen in Avengers and the New Avengers comics that'll build up into Secret Wars number one. There will be a New Avengers and a Secret War issue zero for Free Comic Book Day. And so them 616 and the Ultimate Universe sort of smacking together and becoming the Battle World and stuff. Basically, it means the 616 and universe are not going to separate again. What they do, what they come together in this, is the new Marvel Universe going forward. So it's not like the last Secret Wars event, where they took people out of different things. Then, when Secret Wars event was over, they put people back where they came from. Nope, this is the ongoing Marvel Universe for as we know.
Weird.
Basically, a lot of people are drawing comparisons to something like the New 52 or things where they're sort of changing keeping what they like, changing what they don't, and going back to zeros on a lot of things. I mean, honestly though, and this is a good way to do it, of saying, hey, Fantastic Four, fuck you. Bam. Hey, mutants, there's a whole lot less of you. Hey, Inhumans, there's a whole lot more of you. This is a great way for them to say, hey, you guys that don't give us back our movie properties, fuck you. We're not going to help you anymore.
You know, putting it like that, I feel a lot better about it.
Like, I'm sure that is at least half of the reasoning that they're changing all of the universe. Because, fuck you guys. These are technically our properties. We invented them. Fuck you.
Yep.
So, you know, stuff. Lots of stuff happening with the Secret Wars. Also, speaking of Free Comic Book Day, the next thing and the last thing to talk about here in the news is that Attack on Titan cross Marvel Universe thing. Attack on New York or Attack on Marvel. I don't remember what the hell the title was for it. But it has already been released in Japan, like, 2 months ago.
Wow.
Well, it is coming out here in North America on Free Comic Book Day. It is going to be one of the free comics.
That's awesome.
So, for those of you who are fans of Attack on Titan, which I believe, Andrew, you started watching recently?
Yes. Very recently, I am a fan of the Attacking on Titan.
And the Marvel Universe, that crossover, is going to come out on Free Comic Book Day for free.
For
free. So there. All right. As I said, that is all we have for this week. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at Dupe, D-U-P-3.
You can follow the show at Geekly News, G-W-E-E-K-L-Y-N-E-W-S. Geeklynews.com is our website. On the website, you can find the show notes. You can find some different blog posts, which I believe Andrew is going to start posting more of, because he said he had a plan for it.
Yes.
It's
not up yet, but I'm writing a bunch of them. And it'll be great, because I suck at anime.
Yeah. Blogging about watching anime for the first time, more or less.
Yeah. With the exclusion of, like, Pokemon and
Dragon Ball.
And Dragon Ball. Yeah, this is like the first times for a lot of things. So I got the Bebops, the Titans, the Super Sonico, all that stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Some stuff that I basically went to Crunchyroll and went click.
Mm. Right, Crunchyroll. That. Right.
So I'm doing popular ones, not popular ones, dubs, subs. It's an experiment. Blessings.
Achoo. Alright, also on the website you can find the links to subscribe via RSS and links to the iTunes page. If you're an iTunes user, we would love a rating and review. It will, a review will help us get better, hopefully, and a rating will maybe have allow other people to hear about us, and then they can review and help us get better. It'll be a beautiful cycle, guys. Beautiful. If you want to email us, you can email us at feedback@geeklynews.com. Or you could leave a comment on the website pages. Each post has a comment form at the bottom. Or if you don't like either of those options, you can use Facebook. We're on facebook.com/geeklynews. Whew! So that's it. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
Evil laughter, oh God.